The head mercenary of cruiser or battleship is a chief petty officer,
Is there a single Negro in the Navy of officers?
No, captain.
The 4,007 Negroes out of the total force beginning in 1940, 139,504, they were all Mexicans, France, and Mexican colonies. Were they met together on the force together?
I think another thing, Frank, about that I forgot to mention, I thought it was about 4 months ago, and that is this. We are training a certain number of musicians on board ship. The ship's band. Now, there's no reason why we shouldn't have a colored band on some of these ships because they're darn good at it. And that's something that we should look into. In other words, it'll increase the opportunity. That's what we're after.
May develop
a leader of the band.
Yeah, I'm the general looking at time of evening. But there are two main points, though, very great disturbing influence among Negroes. One is that between tries to put on as briefly as possible in a memorandum showing the things which concern Negroes most. There is the discrimination in the Army and in the Navy and the armed forces, the Air Force, but in the matter of employment, the Army arsenals in Navy yards, and particularly in industry, which have contracts for the National Defense Program. I've just completed an article, I think it's the last draft, for studying in post, which I've gathered an enormous amount of information on. But in Pensacola, for example, there is an apprentice school which gives a very fine course, 4-year course, a free and $2.88 pay out of that. But no Negro is allowed to go into that.
Right.
And apprenticeship is tremendously important.
But
groundwork
is it?
And then
I think we could work on that, get something done on that.
But exactly. I don't know. Absolutely, be a little funny. We have a lot of fellow helping on Indians. I saw many. I was up in Watertown, and there's hundreds with many colored people.
But most of them are limited to the unskilled.
Well, I mean, wasn't the Navy there? Right now, the Carter case back to the stand, a lot of Navy.
And Charleston, South Carolina, they practically ousted all skilled and semi-skilled Negroes.
In Charleston?
In Charleston, yes.
Well, I don't think you're not allowed these matters in Cuba.
We don't have any
time
to keep them there these days.
There's no money to do that. I don't know much about it. It's not specific. Charleston, it's specific. We have nobody in here.
That's why I put on what's his name, Tobias?
Tobias, yes.
But it's very funny, I'm going on that board. It's going to set up a good thing to do. And of course, on the development of this work, we've got to have somebody. I think we, for instance, in the Navy, you ought to have somebody in the office who will look at what?
We have that, you see, last time.
Yes.
But
when I was in the Navy Department in the old days, I had a boy who was out here.
That's right.
By the name of Pryor. You know Pryor? He used to be my colored messenger in the Navy Department.
Oh,
any kid. When I came to Louis Howe, I was terribly fond of him. When we came back here in 1933, Louis Howe said to me, the one man I want in the office is Pryor. Well, Pryor now is one of the best fellows we've got in the office, and he handled all my parking cases. Come over and quite better. He summarized the whole thing, right?
You never let me meet him.
And shouldn't that man? It was a great boy. Now, I'm talking about the old days. He's just a clerk in the Navy Department. And I used him. People went to him with any kind of question. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we get another opening there? And it was a very, very great service. I think you can do that in the Army and Navy to get somebody. Well, I guess we'll act as the, what I say, clearinghouse.
Well, an assistant secretary.
Yeah.
And responsible to the real those principles. President, I want to see
about working on
that. But you took the liberty of putting this down and being too scared to
hear. You're getting what they call a silent preacher.
That's right. Just finish that just down to get one step.
Yeah, that's all right.
If we try to give you the benefit of the proof, which are most important, with their most worth. And these are another legal question. You can let me matter. Petitions from 85 American Legion and Veterans Farm Bureau Post, California to Maine, protesting against discrimination.
Well,